Flexion, every Sunday, 6 to noon, on the myth, the legend, that Homewood kid, Kevin Amos, right here on the VRCT, Pittsburgh. So there I got some of the shows. Told you about some of the shows happening here. And let's get back on some music. What do you say? What's going on this weekend? St. Dude is playing at the Government Center. That's going to be a fun show. That's happening tonight. I think that's tonight. Yeah, that'll be fun. That's a bit of fun. So I think that's happening. Or that's Saturday. No, I think that's tonight. Or Saturday. I don't know. This is not the concert calendar. This is just my social calendar. My social calendar is rather nebulous. All right, so let's get into Mojo Nixon. Let's see if this actually works, because I reconfigured stuff. Last week was just this crazy kind of duct tape together. Let's see if I actually got this to work.
This is yes! The sound of my brain.
Yes. On your brain.
Then I said, this is the sound of my brain on Don Henley. Then I said, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sensitive music, idiot poetry swell. You and your kind are killing rock and roll. It's not because you're OLD, 'cause you ain't got no soul. Don't be afraid of fun. Loosen up your ponytail. Be wild, young, free and dumb. Get your head out of your tail. We'll be right back.
place.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. I speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope. The human spirit. The human spirit.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, no.
Jack Ruby. Oswald and Ruby.
Oh, no.
To friend and foe alike.
Oswald and Ruby.
Great God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
Oswald and Ruby.
They do not imprison spirits.
Oswald and Ruby.
They do not imprison spirits.
The president is dead.
Well, I know where that third shot came from.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
Oh, no.
Thank God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
Let the word go forth.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. I speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope, the human spirit.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
History will record the fact.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I didn't shoot anybody, sir.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Jack Ruby.
Jack Harvey Oswald. Oh, no.
My God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
Well, I know where that third shot came from.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
The grassy knoll.
Behind the picket fence.
Oh, no.
My God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
Let the word go forth.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. I speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope. In a spirit of hope.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Jack Ruby.
To friend and foe alike.
Oswald and Ruby.
They do not imprison spirits.
Oswald and Ruby.
To friend and foe alike. They do not imprison spirits. History will record the fact.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I didn't shoot anybody, sir.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Jack Ruby.
Jack Harvey Oswald. Oh, no.
My God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
We have learned in times past that the spirit of one moment or place can be gone in the next.
My God, have you heard?
The president is dead.
So we will be do ya bop, we will be do ya boom be boom be ya. Say a day a day a day boom boom be boom be. Shaba ba dee beep beep do be. Shaba ba dee beep beep do be. I'm mad at you, pretty baby, don't be mad at me. Shaba do ya doom boo, see you do dee. Jean Malachi. Crazy Joe Benjamin. Roy Haynes. Oh, be do you be? Stawadi hooty hoo. Sawee booby dooby booby dooby dooby booby. Sawawee doo ba wadi oo ba wee oo ba wee oo. Bimbi doobby dooby 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 boo. Sawbee ba dooba ya. See you be. Da ba dooby ba dooby ya. Shall we do? Shall I?
The only proof that there may be a God out there is that Joe Zawinul, Jaco Pastores, and Wayne Shorter and Alex Acuna were all in a studio playing that amazing Zawinul tune, Birdland. I'm not playing that just because Wayne Shorter just recently passed away. This was the music that I actually probably got me picked on a lot in high school. Well, everybody was listening to Kiss, and they were listening to the Aerosmith. I was listening to, like, Weather Report and things like this.
We'll be right back.
God damn! That's some music. That's some music right there for you. Woo! Man, that just that still sends shivers up my spine when they hear the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Birds of Fire. The Billy Cobham on the drums, just monster. John McLaughlin, a really, really underrated guitarist. I mean, just the guy is inhuman. You know, you can put him up there with this guy, Dick Dale. A lot of people talk about Dick Dale. This is actually a request, Spatial Disorientation. Not too many folks about John McLaughlin, except me. This is a request for Bun and Bugs. Spatial Disorientation, Dick Dale. Zombo in your brain playing your request, damn you! Next week is all green songs for the St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Getting trippy here. Yeah. And jazzy, and then all of a sudden, someone puts something in your drink.
Chitlins a la king. Steam hot alligator foots with dumplings. There's something wrong with you. Something missing someplace, somewhere. There's something wrong with you. Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there. Yourself. Woo, I'm telling you, I ain't lying, girl. You look like something else. Oh, I don't know what is wrong, but if you keep looking like that, I'll be gone. There's something wrong with you. Something I gotta do. I mean to find out the cause. You swore up and down that you would love me so. You said pumpkins would look like pickles before you let me go. Well, I'm just tired of it all. You can stop your show. Don't you know you can be replaced, you know? Monkey toes and string beans. Roast bamboo salad smothered with bubble gum. Baked barbecue gorilla ribs. A dish of cow fingers and mosquito pie. There's something wrong with you.
Just can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Round and round, same old thing. A heartache, misery, trouble, and pain. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Voodoo working, and I can't.
Yeah, we need, we need to get off this roller coaster for just a second, man. Nice. That was Charles Sheffield, It's Your Voodoo, by request, and then Chummy coming in with Screaming Jay, Something Wrong With You. And then we heard the Spatial Disorientation, Dick Dale, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Birds of Fire, and the Weather Report, Birdland. So those two were my requests. I wanted to hear Weather Report and Mahavishnu. I don't know. Something just drew me. Because I know why. Because I was playing that Sarah Vaughan tune that Dave Whaley requested. And it's strange because I'm friends with the Dave Whaley here and the Dave Whaley in Ohio. And that was a request from Dave Whaley in Ohio. He wanted to hear Shuly Bop by Sarah Vaughan. And then I got in a jazz mode. And then something clicked in my brain. Goes, you remember? Remember in sophomore in high school? Remember that? Yeah. You ran home and you put on your Weather Report album and you just kind of put the big Koss headphones on. Yeah, yeah, that's what I dig. And he goes, yeah, then what I did, then I'll ruin my other brother's record. I'll ruin his Mahavishnu Orchestra record. And play Birds of Fire. Just get crazy. You know, just all that pent up, you know, early teen angst just coming out, not with like, you know, Strutter or Detroit Rock City or 2112 by Rush. No, playing something that is just in a completely different universe. And I'm talking about like, you know, the rock fusion. So an interesting story about the weather report, the heavy weather, Birdland, their version of Birdland. According to Jaco Pastorius, that was recorded in one take. Not surprising. Those guys were from another planet. A lot of these jazz fusion guys, I believe, were from another planet. You know, they were all spawned from Miles Davis. And then they just all kind of like just grew into the strain. And then the other, I should play some Return to Forever, too. Always like Chick-Corea was, that stuff was good, but it wasn't as deep and as twisted and just a deep fabric of just gorgeous colors of music that you just never even seen before. And I wasn't even smoking any dope. That's the sad part, man. I wasn't even smoking any weed. Yeah, you listen to that stuff? Man, I used to get high and listen to that. Did I ever get high and listen to any music? I'm trying to think. No, because not even like Frippin' Nino, No Pussyfootin'. You know, something I bet you kind of like really got high and listened to that. No. I'm trying to think of anything. That is weird to think that. You know, because what you would do, they call it deep listening. You would just stare at the album cover, read the liner notes, and stare at the album cover. It was an amazing Zen experience. Total antithesis of watching like a music video. A complete different, almost like, you know, trance-like thing where you're connecting into the music. And you might be staring at the album cover, but you're not really looking at anything. It was a fascinating phenomenon. And I bet I could not do that now. Because everything's just been so, you know, jacked up with, you know, a lot of fast edits, fast cuts, bright lights, overstimulation. It's just deep staring at an album cover while listening to it was pretty bizarre when you actually, and not even having any weed. That's even the crazier part. I'm still thinking of if I ever smoked dope and listened to music. No, even Pink Floyd Omagama. No, sorry, no. Say anything. No, sorry, no. Mm-mm. That is weird. I never thought about that. I just did think about that. So so I got to back up even more. By request, we heard Scott Orsi. Requested by Scott Orsi. Spirit of JFK, which was in a neat Devo video game. It came up with a video game, like I think in the 90s, called Smart Patrol. And Scott did a song for it called Spirit of the JFK. So there was that. And, of course, Terrence Velk, One Don Henley Must Die, Mojo Nixon. Pretty wide variety of stuff on today's show, and that's because it is all your requests plus my requests. So it is a wonderful, wonderful, weird little place we're in today. Mm-hmm. And then next week's show, all is green. All green songs. So that'll be easy and piece of cake. So let's get a splash of cold water in your face. Wake things up. Another fine request from Chummy. The Thing. The original version by Phil Harris, 1951.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a, right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a, right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Oh, get out of here with that.
before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach, and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that.
What's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later. Or no choice, neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
She came to town in her fancy clothes. Now she's leading you around every place she goes. It breaks my heart 'cause you want back your ring. Baby, tell me just one thing. Tell me what she got that I ain't. Except too much makeup and eye paint. Hey, everyone in town knows you put me.
Coochie Girl. Mine. I've got a heart that's warm and true. Let me ask you one more time. Now tell me what she got that I ain't, that's got you in a whirl. Now baby, tell me that, 'cause I've got to win you back from that little hoochie-coochie.
As the unheard-of terror of a half-man, half-monster runs wild through the city.
There he goes!
Don't miss The Manster, a genuine thriller in the most frightening sense of the word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you be with that. And that request was from Mr. Chuck Gilbert. Thank you, Chuck. That was a dilly. And yeah. Nice. Oh, I forgot this one. This is another good one we'll have to get to, too. I'm getting all the real deep later requests I got. Messing with the Kid by the Saints. Joseph wanted that. I'll get that up there before you know it. So, yeah. Woo. What are we here? We are No One Loves the Hulk. Chuck requested that. Conjunction Junction, Schoolhouse Rock. And that was requested by Bugs and Ben. And The Thing. I forgot who requested The Thing by Phil Harris. But needless to say, it was kind of nice. Robert sent me a link to a pinball machine called The Thing, which is kind of fun. Not to be confused with the movie The Thing or The Thing from the Addams Family. All kinds of things. So that leads me very naturally down the dark, twisted, endless path of Chummy. And he wants some Forbidden Five. Once I go down that path, things get nice and creepy. Luther the Geek from the box set, the full complete works of the Forbidden Five. Luther the Geek.
Somebody saw him at the grocery store. What you say here, going on around town? The people said you're gonna put the kid down. No, no. We'll be right back.
Damn, you can always learn something new. I had no idea about this tune till Mark from The Rocks called and asked for Hawkwind. And I'm thinking, okay, Hawkwind. I'm thinking like Silver Machine. He goes, no, a song called Right to Decide from their 17th record. Came out in 1992 called Electric Teepee, and that was Right to Decide. What a nice guitar groove on that and spiffy tune there. So that's the beauty of doing an all request thing. I get to hear some things that I have no idea existed, and it really is amazing to hear that. We heard Messing with the Kid by the Saints, and that was by request, but it made me want to hear Messing with the Kid, the blues song, and that was Buddy Guy and Junior Wells' version of it. I think the Blues Brothers even did a version of Messing with the Kid, but it was funny, that Saints tune, Messing with the Kid, kind of was like the Freebird of punk rock. I have a clever insight. What do we got here? Let's see here. I got to tell you some things. Oof. Shelter pets. Did you know that 17 million people will require a dog or a cat within the next year? 17 million people. Wow. And there's still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters. So that just means you just need to adopt an extra one. That's it. And problem solved. And then you go. So you adopt, you make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. And they should give them a better name than a shelter. You know, shelter pet. That sounds so sad. Like, oh, it's a shelter pet in the rescue. No, they really need to rebrand that. Where it's nice and happy place. Like, hey, look. It would be interesting. Brought to you by the Shelter Pet Project. Okay, so it should be like, hey, this is the other side of the Rainbow Bridge. You know, your doggy or cat got reincarnated. Come in there and get one. Get another one. You got reincarnated. This is the Rainbow Bridge. Something like that, rather than come to get a rescue pet from the shelter. It sounds so desperate and sad, you know. And it needs to be nice and happy. Not like a shelter rescue. But still, they're awesome. So there you go. So rescue a pet from the shelter. That almost seems like you got to break in and take them. You know, rescue a pet from the shelter. You know, get a rescue pet from the shelter. It's like, you snuck in at night with like a crowbar and then went in and got a doggy. It's not that hard. All right. So what else did we do? Oh, we did the Forbidden Five, Luther the Geek, and we did Nobody Loves the Hulk by the Traits. Listen to Zombo right here. Got about an hour to go and playing your requests. And actually, the show doubled up. It was only supposed to be 1 week of requests. And I got so many requests that it went from last week's show into this week's show. And I'm really glad I did. Really glad I just didn't shuck the rest of the thing off and go, okay. But now I'm coming down and I will be able to get all the requests in today, which is nice. And that's a good feeling. Because the cool thing is, I get to revisit some things I wouldn't normally play. I get to hear some new stuff. Like, I haven't heard Don Henley Must Die in forever. And I thought, wow. And then, like, this last tune by Hawkwind, that's like a new fave tune. Honestly, I think that's the best Hawkwind tune I've ever heard. You know? And that's way after, I think that's way after Lemmy left. Lemmy left after, like, the first record or halfway through the first record. I do not know. I do not care. All I know is that tune was pretty awesome. Let's see what else we got going. Oh, we heard Dora Hall, Hoochie Coochie. That goes out to Ole. He requested Dora Hall. It was really interesting. She was a wife of a, back then, being the wife of a millionaire was the equivalent of being the wife of a billionaire. This was like in the 60s. And Dora Hall started her own record label with her husband's money and actually did some Vanity Press records. And that was Hoochie Coochie by Dora Hall from like 1967. And let's see here. Let's get back into some stuff. How much more do I got? Just enough time to finish them up. So let's smooth into something. Another request here I got is for something kind of nice and smooth and pretty. Not too many people dug this album when it came out, as it was such a radical change in style. But I really like this. It was the third English Beat album, Special Beat Service. I confess, Zombo, right in your brain, where I belong. You get me back in your brain right now, damn you. Yeah.
in spite. I confess I've ruined my life. Don't sleep so tight. Cause I didn't care till I found out that one of them was mine. Night after night, time after time, done too much of both types of whining. Still wasn't right, bite after bite. So get out of my life, get away from me, get away from that gun. No, it's not a joke, it's cards on the table time. And I couldn't.